Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Good day, Mary. How are you?
I'm melting here. It is about 95. No joke. It is 95 in San Francisco right now. Even though the weather says 74, it is 95.
Listen, Mary is like Karen from Mean Girls. And she grabbed a boob and she was like, it's a 30% chance it's already fucking hot here.
We're in a heat wave right now.
Indian summer.
I've gone to the beach twice in the last 2 days.
Wait, does that mean then that Summer Mary has been making appearances?
Yeah, I mean, my new job, I get out at 2 o'clock. So I don't go to bed till 10. I got a full 8 hours to fill up.
You have a whole second job of free time for Summer Mary.
Yeah. No, but I don't really work till like 3, and then I'll like go to a workout class, and then all of a sudden it's 6, so I'm hungry. And I have dinner, and then I watch some more TV, and then the day's over.
Wow. Wow.
It flies by.
It truly does. It truly does. What else is going on? Like, what did you do this weekend? You did your deep dive on Lori.
Was it Lori? Yeah, Lori. Whoa. They're all starting to mesh together. I feel like people really liked Lynn more than Lori's.
Lynn had like a lot more going on. Like Lori, we don't know a lot about Lori like now after the fact, I think.
Well, we know that she's a grandma to Kennedy and she's fully adopted Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And her and George have been together for 12 years.
Wild.
Ashley has a really hot... I don't know if he's actually her husband, but a significant other. I feel like she's not married.
He's like a young... Everybody was saying he's a young Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the youngest sister... Was it Sophia?
I'm not sure. I can't
remember. Or was it Sophie?
Sophie. It was Sophie. Sophia is Tamara's daughter.
Okay. She's like all grown up. Was she a different dad though than Ashley and
I believe son? So.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah,
it was. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, it was fun to reminisce in terms of I will never forget that wedding day. And it was like they filmed the wedding day, but not the whole wedding. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like such a glimpse into it. And I do remember someone reminded me of this, her eating. She ate like McDonald's before she walked down.
Oh, no, Mary. Many people told us it was Burger King.
Oh, Burger King. Okay.
And you did text me, like, you were very conflicted. Like, I don't know. Is it McDonald's and Burger King? Unfortunately, I wasn't available to answer your text, but I was like...
burning questions for Monday night.
Yeah. And it was, you know, I had like 4 messages from you. And when I got them, I was like, oh man, I know she's already posted. And I tell you, listen, as somebody who knows, we know a ton about Bravo, I could not for the life of me tell you what she had had. I could not. So I would have been of no use.
And then I really had forgot about how she sat down. And then it kind of came back to me just how she sat down with that therapist and Josh.
Oh, and that whole story is so very sad. I mean, Lori to me, though, is always cat crap condo Lori.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, no matter what. So then even, you know, even when I start to think of, like, the dark road that, like, you know, with her son Josh and all of that, I'm like, no. Let's talk about, like, cat crap Lori condo. Cat crap condo Lori. Like, that's what I want to remember. The sad thing about, like, when it's almost like you're just thinking, like, okay, they've got a little bit of fame. Something's not right. And then you hate to see it.
Well, she left the show because of all the Josh stuff, I feel like.
Tamara, did you hear that, Tamara? Tamara, did you hear that? A parent putting their child first? Wow.
I feel like she left because of Josh, and I also feel like she left because she found her Prince Charming. They've made it this far.
Yeah, I think there were some rumors that George didn't want her to be on the show. I feel like that was something that was kind of you know, social media wasn't as big back then, but that was kind of the controversies. Like, maybe I think George didn't like how he was portrayed.
Oh, really? I feel like he got portrayed in a really great light. Like, he spoiled her. He was taking care of her. He brought her back to her rich days.
I mean, I know, but I think I want to say that there was something like that. Obviously, don't hold it against me if I'm wrong, but I think that there was something like he didn't want to be like really filming on this.
Makes sense.
I just remember, like, don't you remember?
He didn't need it. If you're really rich, you don't need this. Heather DeBrill walking away.
I mean, but some people like Kyle are really rich, or Vanderpump, you know. I mean, I guess she walked away too.
Cam.
Cam Westcott?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam, I'm actually very much enjoying her this season. Who knew? Who knew?
I think she would be hilarious her own, just a day-to-day, like her at the grocery store.
Yeah, like, what, a mango? What's this? Like, you give her, like, what are they called? Those hybrid fruits, like something that's just like a plum and an apricot. I think it's like a plumot or something. She's like, plumot? Dumb blondes don't understand. Like, she's just, like, watching her in a grocery store shopping would be so entertaining. That should be a show for Bravo. Taking these famous people and putting them in, like, mundane, everyday situations and watching them just be there. Like, watching them...
I mean, they did that.
They did?
When we went camping for Beverly Hills. We went to the Vaughns.
No, I know, but I'm saying I want one housewife. Just one housewife in a situation. Like, one housewife, they're like, okay, hey, Ramona, you have to wash a car.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I would watch that.
Yeah, and then we have to watch Ramona.
Do people wash their cars?
No. That's what I'm saying. But these
last time... No, I know. But I think people in California don't wash their cars.
Like themselves?
Yeah.
My mom's, like, really into it right these days.
I guess that's a very bold general statement. But I feel like everyone just goes through the drive-thru.
I get a car wash, but that's because I also don't have like a place to wash my car myself, nor do I want to. When I think of what is worth my time, like, is my time and money, is that worth it? I'd rather take it to the car wash. And then what I do is I drop it off there, and then it's on Melrose where there's a bunch of shops. So then I go shopping while the car is getting washed. So I double time it.
I think like a simple pleasure in life is getting your car washed.
Oh my gosh, my favorite thing.
You get back in it. It smells so good. Mm-hmm. You're like, everything's clean. Another simple pleasure that I do every day, twice a day, is brushing my teeth. I get a lot of joy out of brushing my teeth.
I was just about to be like, wait, do we have like a toothbrush ad this week? I thought you were like segueing in.
No. It feels really good to do that every day.
As you'll all recall, Mary has very white teeth from an over-whitening incident. And she's very afraid of the dentist. So like two brushes a day keeps the dentist away.
Crest White Strips 2004 would sleep in them, take naps in them, 2 hour naps. Ross Geller friends at frat parties. Everyone, people still ask me like, "How are your teeth so white?" I'm like, 2004 Crest White Strips. I haven't whitened since 15 years ago.
Wow. Wow. You should maybe talk to Crest White Strips. I mean, they gave Whitney Port an ad in the Hills. Maybe it's time for Mary to get it for two judgy girls. Yeah. This past weekend, I was in Seattle. And as I've talked about him before.
Your dad was a hit.
Oh, man. You guys, he was like cracking me up. So I was telling, we were with like some of his work colleagues, and I was telling them, you know, my dad's so funny, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, "Oh, you have a podcast," which is then you have to explain. They're like, "Oh, should I listen to it?" And I was like, "Not if you respect my father. Like, do not listen to this." Like, he's like so proud of it. And I'm like, first off, again, you've only listened to like either if I mention a snippet about you. Also, by the way.
So he's definitely listening this week.
Yeah. By the way, Monday morning, I get off the plane. From like I had flown from Seattle to work on Monday. I get off. I check my email. Guess what's waiting? The bill for my Raya. And now he's charging me for the New York Times crossword puzzle.
He said not for educational. He wouldn't.
He lied. He lied. I mean, now maybe it came on the same bill.
So what do you own? $7 a month?
$12.87. There's tax.
No. He really puts on 87 cents.
Well, he just forwards me the receipt. He's not like he's like, "You owe me this exact." He just forwards it. And now listen, I haven't paid it yet. I haven't.
Like, what happens if you don't? Nothing.
You're true. But I think, I just think for the sake of it.
My parents have been telling me this stuff for years. I just don't pay it.
Yeah. I think what I'll do is I'll pay him for the Raya, but I'm going to keep the New York Times for myself.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Educational. Yeah, it's educational. He even said it. I've put it in the highlight of our Instagram if anybody wants to watch. I was kind of cracking up. People really want to tell you how attractive they think your parents are, which is a little creepy.
Someone asked for his shoe size.
Yeah, my stepmom, we were like cracking up, and I was like, "Ew, this is gross." And she's like, "I'll answer that one." She's like, "None of your business."
No, they were kind of like naturals on the camera.
Listen, I know. I was saying, this, I would love for Bev and her friends to star in The Real Housewives of Park City. Because these ladies know how to have a good time. They have, like, they live, like, you know how we always want to envy our housewives, like Stephanie Hallman style, like they're envious lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes they just hop on a family friend's private jet because they want to have a girls' weekend.
Must be nice.
I know. I'm like, "Hi, if you ever want to take any of the next of kin, or, you know, you just like, hey,
we have gotten the fruits of their labor. I mean, we stayed in that beautiful house in Park City."
Yes, yes, I know. But still, like, I would go on a PJ. I don't want to have to give anyone a BJ.
To get on the PJ?
But I'll bring BJ because her name's Beverly Jane. So I feel like I'll bring a BJ for the PJ. And that's just her I bring because she's just so much fun. Is this allowed?
I'm sad. I can't go to Sundance.
That's okay. That's okay. Let's continue on. Big news today. Luann, has anybody done a wellness check on Luann? Oh. I'm a little worried, because Erika Jayne has been announced that she will be starring as Roxy Hart on Broadway in Chicago and all that jazz.
I am actually shocked because she can't really sing. Like, actually, Luann puts on an amazing performance. She cannot sing for shit, but she, like, knows how to ham it up with the group.
I think Luann would fall flat on her face on Broadway. I don't think she can handle it. I'd have to say, out of Chicago, there's Roxy Hart and then there's Velma. And I would say that Velma is the stronger. Is it Velma? The other part. I'm pretty sure it's Velma, but she's the stronger singer of the two of them. Like, even when it was like Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones, Catherine Zeta-Jones won the Oscar.
Have we ever actually heard Erica Jane's real voice? Like, live? No.
No, but I think I'm not going to go to BravoCon, but I'll book tickets to go to New York.
Well, you guys are still waiting for a BravoCon ticket. If people could write Andy, Watch What Happens Live, just anybody that cares to send us, please. Thanks. All this free press for almost 3 years of my life. And I'm not even invited. I'm not bitter.
She's not. She
would
said
I go?
It,
yeah.
She said it with a smile on her face, but this is just, you know, this is all about listening.
Would I take 2 days away from my children? Yes, I would.
Oh, I was like, what?
Let's go.
Your children. You would take plenty of days away from all those kindergartners. Can we get an update on the runner?
Still kind of a similar situation. Little improvement. No, some improvement. Some improvement.
Still running? Less hitting?
No. We're having a lot of improvement. Actually, I feel like I'm having a very silly year, but also I feel like I shouldn't talk about it.
Okay. Hello, train.
Kelly Dodd!
Kelly Dodd catching the train. Okay. Also, sad news. Kenya Moore, who has returned to Real Housewives of Atlanta this new season, it's been announced that she's getting a divorce.
Is that shocking? Wait, didn't we talk about this last week?
Did we? What day is it?
Well, because I feel like I said this out loud before about how she posted like daddy daycare 2 days before they announced the divorce. I thought that was odd. Maybe it was that her like last chance to hold on to it.
I don't know. I feel like we did not talk about this. I don't think
say this too. I definitely said this out loud.
Maybe you did, but I don't believe it was on the podcast because I think we found out about it the day after we recorded. Okay. But also, I'm again
Everyone's
a 10-second
screaming.
You already talked about
this last week.
You know we're 10-second Toms.
I kind of got a. I was thinking as I was watching OC this week. Sorry, I'm kind of jumping all over the place. I was like, wait, this has happened before when someone's gone to the hospital and drank after. I'm like, when did this happen?
Does Iceland ring a bell?
Yes, mm-hmm. Vicky. Yeah.
Yeah.
But sorry, that was like a deja vu moment. I have a deja vu moment right now.
Okay.
Okay.
But I do want to say about Kenya is what I'm loving right now is like, first off, so I think what happened is basically he said he has never wanted to record. He didn't want to be the show at all. She came back and then they basically kind of it sounded like they were trying to push her renewing her vows on camera, which we all know. Don't these ladies learn? Don't renew your vows on camera. Literally, I think the only person that is together right now is Tamika and Barry from New Orleans, from Southern Charm New Orleans, and Travis and Stephanie.
Yeah, Travis and Stephanie.
But other
Kiss
than
of
that,
death for Dawn, for Tamara, for...
Did Tamara renew her vows?
No, I guess I'm just thinking.
No, she tattooed. Yes. Yeah. But there's been, plenty. Shannon, she did it.
It's kind of an OC thing, I guess. Actually, do you know any real people in real life that have ever renewed their vows?
Seal and Heidi Klum. And they're divorced. Yeah. And by do I know anybody in real life? I don't know them.
No.
I don't know them. No, I don't know anybody who's renewed their vows. Oh, and Vanderpump and Ken, they renewed their vows. I feel like people are yelling at us right now. Do you feel it? I feel a little tense that people are like, no, and Teresa, her and Joe were on that magazine cover.
Oh, let's talk about the Jersey trailer today. It dropped. It looks pretty spicy to me. Danielle, I definitely think, is the one that pulls Marge's hair, the ponytail.
A juror sent in to us a photo of Danielle wearing that outfit on her staircase and was like, we know who did it. It's Danielle. I've got, I cannot compliment jurors enough for their PI skills. Like, someone went and was like, who the hell is that Versace arm? Searched the Instagrams and figured it out. Like, hell MF yeah.
Yes, Megan King I P I's.
No, Megan King MKE P I's.
That T too. Yes. Okay, the other juicy part. I also, it looks like Jack, what's the new, it's the new blonde's name? What's her name again?
Jackie.
Yeah, I was going to call her Jacqueline. So
you're
yeah.
close.
She looks like she's barely in it. And it looks like Teresa, there is like some scandal with maybe a possible affair, which we've all been fishing for. But yet, like, I love like Joe on the phone from fucking prison.
Being an asshole.
Being like, I didn't even ever want to get married. And then I love how Gia was like, Mom, that's between you and Dad. Don't get me involved. Like, don't talk to me mm-hmm. about your marital issues. I don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm. And
it's like, go, girl. No kid should be talking about that with their mother.
Well, and it's not. And poor Gia has had to grow up, obviously, so fast with all these things that have happened. And I feel like I'm so excited for her to be like in college and just away from it.
Also, what's the holdup with the deportation? Like, either you're going or you're not.
Well,
and I feel like he's going.
I think it's funny. So there's basically like some articles that came out today where they're saying that Joe basically wants to be released from ICE. So he's like kind of in a holding cell right now, being like awaiting his deportation results. I don't know I can't think of what the word is, but he's basically saying like, send me to Italy while you're waiting to make the decision, which to me just means just send him to Italy.
I mean, if I was him, I'd be like, I'm just done. I'm going to move to Italy.
Yeah.
I'm done. The only thing is you can literally never come back. Like, they won't let you back in, ever.
That's fine. Like, yeah. That's what happens.
It's kind of crazy, though. Like, he would never be able to visit his daughters or anything. A wedding, a baby being born.
He could probably go to Canada or Mexico. I mean,
yeah.
But also, like, maybe like, he should. Crazy. I guess, like, maybe he, like, shouldn't have committed fraud. That could have been step one.
But I wonder also, because I feel like the situation, they're trying to make an example mm-hmm. out of him, and that's why he went to jail. How much of this is making an example out of them?
But he, like, frauded people, like, out of money. Like, I think that Mike's, it sounds like it really only, like, it affected him.
Because the taxes.
Yeah, like it was something that like he had done where it sounds like Joe like frauded people out of money. He had like a long con right. going. I get what you're saying, and I think that that's why I think they sent Teresa to jail, because I literally think she's like so not that smart that she just signed and had no idea what she was signing.
Well, and you trust your husband that he wouldn't put you in a bad situation.
Right.
I'm still mad. Tree going off to camp like that.
Yeah, she just...
A bunch of horse shit.
But I just... It's like, it makes me think of like when they were at... And maybe they were actually at Miraval when this happened, which is like, whoa, whoa, because Jersey and OC. Mm-hmm. But remember when he calls her a cunt? Was that at Miraval?
I thought Miraval was when like Joe and Joe like physically fought.
Is that not the same time?
Oh, maybe it is.
I don't know. I'm not.
Remember when he was in Napa and was like, "Oh, there is my stupid cunny wife or my bitchy."
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
No, that was in Napa.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was asking if it was that was the moment I was talking about. The trailer looks good though, and I'm like stoked for Marge. Marge calls. It seems like she calls Jennifer a yeast infection. And
I think Jennifer lost some weight and
she looks
doesn't
good.
Have to wear those weird leggings spandex anymore.
Oh, I think they're like, still there.
Things have gone to her head.
Yeah, she looks good, but I'm like, I have never been called a yeast infection before as an insult. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, do I adopt this into my vernacular now?
We could.
Like,
what a yeast infection.
Like,
that's like the worst thing you can have.
Stop being a yeast infection. God, you're just an itch that won't go away.
Is it really? Okay, we're bringing that to light.
Also, though, I'm like, Melissa, you are hot. Do not do we're going to have another kid storyline. This is like the worst housewife storyline of like, we're going to have another kid. It's like, no, you're not.
She just turned 40.
I'm not saying she's not physically can't. I'm just saying like that is like the storyline. Melissa never has a storyline, and it's like something like where she's like, "Oh, me and my sister-in-law are getting along now." No, we're not. Maybe we are. Teresa, she's
maybe I have another sister.
Yeah. Still, again, how is it not brought up? Like, how have we not confirmed that Teresa is the other sister?
Right.
Or maybe it's Juliette Lewis from the movie The Other Sister.
Could be.
It could be.
I also like that Joe Gorga called out Dolores and Frank and was like, you guys are still sleeping together. We all know.
But what do you think Go ahead.
I really hope that Joe gets drunk this season for us.
I know. We need it. We need it. We deserve it.
We
do. Okay. Also, so there's been some sort of talk. So Page Six this week released an article that Dorinda and John are taking a break. Neither Dorinda nor John have denied this, but before it was posted, like the day before, John had posted a photo of him and Dorinda.
Yeah, so I thought it was fake news, and then I thought it was really interesting because Bethany liked it. Bethany liked our post about it.
She did, and Bethany and Dorinda are still close, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I just thought that was interesting.
Also, what?
I just think, go ahead.
No, I was also going to say, so Demi Moore's book was released this week, and, like, I have to watch it or read it.
You have to watch the book?
Well, listen.
Listen to it?
Yeah.
Listen to it?
Well, I don't know if I'll listen or if I'll read, but apparently it's, like, it's pretty scando. Like,
pretty dark.
She talks about She talks about Ashton and having, and how she had to feel like she had to live out this fantasy of, like, having threesomes. And I just...
I also heard that she was, like, sober for a while, and then, like, he, like... Then she, like, went into this, like, dark spiral and, like... Drank a lot.
Now, I think...
Did you hear that?
I didn't, because I stopped... After I saw the threesome thing, I was like, I gotta buy this book. And so I stopped trying to read fun things about it, because I, like, wanted to know. You know?
I think she, like, battled with addiction...
Interesting. Oh, I did read there were some drugs. There's some drug stuff. Yeah. And so, I mean...
I would listen to that.
I don't know if I could handle her voice for the whole thing. But... Sure. But I would be interested on... Like, I think I might bring it with me. Also, this week, I will say... And I'm waiting... This is like... I'm downloading all the episodes to take on my flight with me. But The Politician comes out on Netflix, starring Ben Platt and Gwyneth Paltrow and Lucy Boylan. And I cannot wait for it.
I've seen nothing of this. What is this?
It's there. It's like all over the billboards here in LA. But so basically it's like about... It's like a high school... like high school presidency. And so Ben is playing, like, there's two people, like, that are running for president. And, like, Gwyneth is, like, Ben's mom. And, like, it's just, it's a Ryan Murphy show. It's very much, like, you know, to the nth degree. And it's on Netflix, which
like
means
it's... Glee? Is there going to be, like, music?
No, so it's not, I don't believe it's singing. I think it's more probably, like, Screams Queens.
We know Gwyneth can sing.
We do.
I'm country strong. Wasn't she in that movie? That country movie?
Yes, and I believe she also was in a movie called Duets.
No, I don't know that.
But anyways, and Ben is from Broadway, so maybe there is some singing, but I don't recall. But it's a Ryan Murphy show, and I think it's more along the lines of Scream Queens. So if you watch that, highly recommend. It's coming out on Friday. And again, like I said, I will be downloading it all.
You just spoke very quickly.
That's what I do.
Because I'm country strong. Yeah, it's like the movie's dark at the end.
Yeah, no, right? I believe you're right. Like, I think she like takes her own life. Spoiler alert.
That movie from 2010 ruined it for hundreds of people.
All 100 people were going to watch that. And wasn't like Leighton Meester in that? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She was. It was Garrett
Hedlund. I feel like my memory is getting better.
Garrett Hedlund, Gwyneth Paltrow, Leighton Meester, and Tim McGraw. There.
Did you just Google it?
No, that's strictly from memory. I'm just kidding. I have my IMDb up right here.
I was like, wait.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these these little shamrock runs. They have super fun, expressive prints, and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Speaking of good things for your body.
Care up, guys.
Okay, so our sponsor today, Care Of. What? Stop. Guys, this is like a weird episode, and we're only 11 minutes in. Let's keep going. Okay, guys, 25% off of your first Care Of order, takecareof.com with the code of TJG. We've talked about it before. It's a wellness brand that gets you the right vitamins, supplements, and protein powders for your specific needs. Listen, I'm not a person who like takes vitamins, but when we first signed on with Carolyn like a while ago, I now keep them in my kitchen next to my Keurig. They are specifically for what I was looking for with vitamins, and I figured that out through taking a survey and answering some questions, and then they gave me recommendations. So now every day I have vitamins that sit right next to my Keurig, so I make my coffee while my coffee waits. While it's making, I take my vitamins. There's usually like a nice fun fact on the package that it specifically says, like, for me, says my name on it. And it's a fun fact or a question just to think about. I love it.
To get your day started. Yeah. The packaging is actually very cute. I take 5 pills. I believe one of them is vitamin B, which is kind of disturbing. But it's really good to keep you in a healthy routine. It's a simple online quiz. It's so easy and convenient because they get right to your door. And you guys, check up Take Care Of. That's TakeCareOf.com. Use code TJG. I know Cam and Naomi from Southern Charm use it as well. Mm-hmm. So buy it from us.
Yeah. 25% off your first Care Of order. Honestly, guys, like we've always said before, like we don't put anything out there with our, like, you know, with our name on it that we don't like. Like, we use all these products. We love this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk Real Housewives of Orange County. Best episode in the last 2 seasons.
I mean, this was the scary island of RHOC. It only took us 14 seasons to get there.
It was also, like, such a short period of time. I love that.
Yes.
Like, we're still in Arizona. Like, it was basically only over 12 hours.
Right.
And so much happened.
I don't even have words to express how insane this was. Like, it was nonstop. You're like, okay, so the main thing is going to be Kelly and Shannon. And that was just such a minute part of it. Like, then we had, like, Gina and Kelly. And then we had Gina and Emily. And then we had Tamara and Shannon versus Emily. And then Vicky. And then Kelly. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. So let's start from the beginning.
Fantastic. So we're at the hospital. Shannon is going to get a CAT scan. And the nurse is like, do you want me to call the police? Like, do you want to file a report? And then they say assault and battery, which assault and battery, doesn't that mean when you're like stealing something?
No.
There's a difference between battery and assault and battery.
I don't believe that's stealing, but you could.
No, there was.
I think that's.
It's two separate two separate things, though.
Okay. Either way, said.
Assault refers to the act which causes the victim to have physical harm, while battery refers to the actual act of causing.
So, no stealing.
I don't know where about the stealing thing.
Yeah. So they're usually signed together. Either way, it was like when that, when they.
No, they're not. It's two different things. I feel really dumb right now.
Okay, I will tell you. Battery is defined as an intentional, offensive, or harmful touching of another person that is done without his or her consent. Since an assault is the threatening of harm and a battery is the actual act of harm, the two crimes are often charged together. So the assault is the threat. The battery is the act.
Oh, so let's see, that is different.
So she was probably more just battery because she never threatened to, right? Now, I hope I hope all of you watched our post, too, of Chrissy Teigen's story of Luna hitting her grandmother over the head with a sound bath, with a gold bowl.
And then I just thought it was so funny that tonight on Dallas, they also had the sound bowl.
Yes.
There was a lot of overlapping in multiple ways in this episode of Orange County.
I just, when the nurse asked and Shanna was like, no, and Tamara's little beady eyes turned that straight black and she got this smirk on her face like, we should do it.
Absolutely. Tells Vicky right away and Vicky's like, hold on guys, I'll call Steve. Tells Steve what happened. Steve says you have a year to file.
It's a felony because she used a weapon. And I'm like, this is so ridiculous. Like, this whole thing is just so ridiculous. I wish, like, I think Shannon literally would have won the whole thing if she said, look, I was really scared. You know, we started talking about, like, what could happen. I just got really nervous. So I went there. I did it. And, like, Kelly would have looked like the bad person, right? Like, had Shannon said, like, I know I overreacted. Like, hello, have you met me? Like, I had crystals in my floor and I had, like, Ethernet because I wouldn't do Wi-Fi because of the radiation. Like, clearly, you know, I'm on another level. Like, I feel okay.
Like, do you think sometimes David got fed up with Shannon?
Yes! Like, it just was, like, the whole
like,
thing.
Like, she's a lot. She's a lot.
Well, and the whole thing was just, like, so weird because they're, like, they kept trying to push that she had a concussion. And I'm like, stop, like, perpetuating this. It's getting really annoying. And you have a few words on concussions.
Having suffered a very severe, severe concussion.
I'm not laughing at that. Just
like, very bad. I didn't drink for months. There's no way if you had a concussion, you would come home from the hospital drinking vodka and tequila, right? Like she was,
right? Or like you wouldn't be like demanding a casserole.
You
like,
don't want it. You don't want it. No. You literally, you feel so, you feel crazy.
Like you just want to lay down.
If you have a real concussion, you cannot be on your phone. You cannot watch TV. You want to be in a dark room. You don't want sound. You don't want light. She was fine. She had cameras on her.
Yeah, and it's just...
like, that's that was, like, a major thing. The light really bothered me.
Well...
in certain sounds.
I mean, so she...
like, certain sounds are heightened for you.
Yeah, but Shanna like could only see out of one eye, so she probably didn't see a lot of light because her vision in one eye was blurry because, again, she took her contact out.
Correct.
So the light probably didn't affect her as much because she could... she was also... she was kind of like eye patch Rick. Rich, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, maybe they should have given her an eye patch.
No, and also, like, the sounds, it's like you can't cancel out. If people are having multiple conversations, like, you can't cancel out the person behind you having a conversation.
Yeah, like, you're... I mean, it's a traumatic brain injury, like, when you have a very rough concussion. And but you had said even, like, a mild concussion, like, a concussion really is, like, kind of just defined as, like, a small... like, whenever you hit your head, you're technically having a concussion, right?
Yeah.
Whether... because a concussion is like classified as, like, as injury to the brain. So if you knock your head, you're kind of... you're giving some sort of injury.
Concussed.
Yes. Whether the level of...
you got, like, knocked out.
Right. So...
and how long your knockout was for.
Yeah. And I think it's just kind of like a bump in the heads could still cause brain injury. You know, we don't know, but it's like you're clearly like milking this. And like they even when they're on the phone. So let's talk about that. We'll go back to Gina and Kelly, but like let's talk. Let's finish this out. So then like Tamara calls. She called Kelly from the car. And Kelly is basically like, what? You guys coming back? You're fine. Everything's fine.
She's like, I called this. She's like, you know what? I fucking knocked some sense into you.
When she goes, what'd they tell you? Oh, you're okay? Oh, they tell you have a screw loose in your fucking head? I was like,
but to me, this was an Adderall rage with alcohol.
Okay.
Like, she's Craig.
No, don't hurt. Don't yes. hurt my baby Craig.
She's Craig. She has rage. This is like an Adderall rage where she says she's ADHD, so she does take Adderall. Hence, when she gave Adderall to Vicky in Iceland and Vicky had to go to the hospital because she thought she was dying of a heart attack and then came back to the room and drank, just like Shannon does.
I mean,
there are parallels in...
Now, listen, I think Kelly carries around a bag of pills like Lisa Rinna does because she also offered Gina Xanax. Like, I think she has just a bag of pills. Also, I want a side note, too, about my little baby Craig, is that he opened a restaurant in Charleston.
Oh, that Mexican place? That I saw in the stories today?
Potentially. I'm just so happy that he's...
He's like an investor?
He's just doing well, you know?
Okay.
And I just, you know, we haven't been checking in on Craig because Southern Charm's not at the forefront. And I'm just, like, so happy. It's called Mesu. M-E-S-U.
Wait, also, there was something that came out this week that Thomas was doing, like, psychedelic drugs.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
And like, coming on Catherine or something. some weird...
Did
anyone else read that?
I didn't open the article, but I saw that there was something interesting. So let's just, like, leave that at that, because... It sounds like it gets even weirder.
Okay, moving on. So Gina says, you know, I do think they're being over dramatic by going to urgent care. And then Kelly thinks it's a good idea to then hit Gina on the top of the head.
Now, okay, I thought that Gina was, like, kind of overreacting. And then I sat there and I thought about it. And I was like, okay, if, like, these...
Hell no.
Well, no, but if these abuse allegations are true, right, and so, like, she's been going through this, it's, like, that's probably, like, a straight-up trigger for her. I don't think it was right that Kelly did that. I just, like, Gina was clearly, like, on edge already. And then I was like, oh, shit. Like, I actually feel bad for her in the sense that, like, if this is a straight-up trigger for her, and she just was like, I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be hit. It's, like, this is something she's, like, actively trying to avoid from Matt, you know?
I didn't even get that deep, but I just thought, I feel like coming from Kelly, she's so unpredictable. It's scary because you don't know what she could do next because she could be in her red rage and keep on exploding on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because then she's also really quick to say sorry.
Right. Like
she snaps back in.
Like, Kelly is never the one to start it, but if you set her off, like, she will finish it. And then... She'll go out from her, come back from her, like, blackout rage and be like, okay, sorry, I overreacted. But you're like, yeah, but, like, the damage is still done.
No, and then, okay, I thought this, like, Gina's like, you know what, I could say a lot of things to embarrass you, but I won't because you do a really good job of it yourself. And then Kelly's just like, well, I didn't get arrested and have a DUI.
Mm-hmm. And it was like.
And then it's, like, snap to Kelly being like. I've been to the clink before.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I think, like, she just is kind of, like, I'm like, Gina, I need you to get, you need to honestly work on yourself and you need to, like, leave the show for a little bit. You need to just take care of yourself because this heightened situation doesn't do anything for you. Like,
to me, this is fabulous TV. I'm
sure,
all about
sure. It. Yes. Watching it. Sure. But, like, as a human being on, like, a human being level, like, Gina's not, she's not in a good place. Like,
and Kelly points that out again and says she is not an accomplished woman. She doesn't even own a house. Like, she can't pay her bills and that Kelly has owned 10 homes and has millions of dollars in the bank.
Now, I think what she was trying to say was kind of like, Gina, like, you're still, like, you've never been on your own sort of thing is what I was taking from it. But, of course, Kelly's, like, not the most articulate with her words. But it's...
I wonder if Gina graduated college.
So there was an article that she did graduate college and she was going to go back to be pre-med, apparently, but then got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have said... I mean, anyone could say they wanted to go back and do a lot of things. I hate when people say that. It's like, I was thinking about going to law school. Like... Oh, I was thinking about getting an ice cream tonight for dinner, okay? You know, like, I have a lot of thoughts, too.
I just think it's just... they're all taking their rage out on each other for separate things, like different incidences. Like, it's just so weird to me. Like, but I felt like when Gina was like, I just want to go home. Like, my kids are crying for me. Like, I'm not in a good place. Like, she kept saying, like, I'm not in a good place. She kept telling Emily, like, you're not being there for me. Like, I need more than someone checking in on me every single day.
I'm going back to my casita. When I thought when she was saying I was going back to my casita, I thought it was the casita in Orange County.
Oh my God. I thought that was too. I literally was so thrown off when we saw her in the next scene or whatever, because I was like, I thought she left.
I thought she was on a plane.
Me too. Oh my God. I was so confused. And I was like, I must have missed a part, but like, okay, whatever. Like, again, I'm a 10 second Tom. I thought she was literally going home. I thought they were in her casita. I thought they were in her casita.
Yeah. No, and then I do understand, though, how she's relating to Tamara and Shannon so much, because they went through a terrible divorce. Shannon clearly because of an affair. You know, so these women can relate more than Emily can. And also, I think she really wants Emily to say on camera, your marriage sucks.
But I think...
She wants her to.
Which is, I actually think, is hypocritical, because last year Gina's whole thing was, oh, we have a perfect, we're best friends. We're just getting a divorce because we're like over being married, but we're totally down with being best friends. So I think it's kind of hypocritical, and I don't think it's fair. And I think Emily had a great point when she was like, when she kept being like, Emily, you wanted me to come to Vegas and I just can't be in that situation. She's like, okay, but the cameras are on you getting shit faced in the back of the van for LA. You're getting wasted here. And like, while she was talking to Emily, she had a glass of wine in her hand. And so I'm like, I actually get where Emily's coming from 100%.
I'm team Emily.
For sure. I totally agree. I think
because Gina has drank the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
And it's been spiked with tequila.
Well, and I'm worried for Gina too, because it's like, you don't understand, like, Shannon, I actually think Shannon is like very much a can relate within, hey, the cheating, whatever. Tamara is using this as fodder to keep you as a number. And as soon as she doesn't need you anymore, she will turn on you and use this against you. Like, it was, and then Bronwyn calls her a little sister, and that sets her off again.
What do you think? I'm fucking Skipper? I'm fucking Barbie.
She's like, when did I become Skipper? And I was like, no, you're neither, actually, to be honest.
I didn't get the Skipper reference at first. And then I was like, oh, Barbie's sister? Yeah.
You're like thinking of like Gilligan.
I just was like, who's Skipper?
Do you remember this?
There was so much going on.
It was really hard to follow. I almost was like, I feel like I need to watch this a second time, but I had like way too, I had way too many.
There was so many little moments, like just even them just like getting in the golf cart and like dropping all the food. Like they're like the coleslaw. Also, I don't think we realized how drunk Kelly was.
Oh, like, well, and she was wearing that, the outfit she was wearing was definitely the dress she wore to the 70s party when they were like, who? You! Who?
Right.
You know, like, that was so the same dress.
And then she had like a kind of a Luann Navajo vibe going.
Yeah.
Like her jewels.
Yeah, for sure. And she had like the
turquoise.
Yeah. But she's probably like, oh, well, we're at Miraval and, you know.
Yeah, she's like one with nature.
Yeah, exactly. But I just, the whole thing.
And then even like when they come back to the house and there's like that buzzing and she's like totally a person on drugs. She's like, where's that buzzing coming from? I got to find the buzzing. I'm going to turn that off. It's bothering me. Is that bothering anyone else? The buzzing?
And then fucking Vicky has to show up with In-N-Out. And I'm like, I don't need Vicky in this scene.
I feel like Vicky was like a non-entity. Like, Vicky has a word limit. They're like, you can only speak 100 words today. She is definitely on lockdown. It's like, no, you literally have to be in the other room. Like, I feel like she can barely talk, to be honest. They're only letting her be there for 24 hours, for God's sakes.
I mean, and like, it was like you stayed in the room. So then we
Vicky
had
to, like,
go ahead.
Vicky running around in her bra, like. It's like, what's going on? Like, there were so many little gems. I was like, wait. Vicky's running around in her bra. Like, I don't know.
They were so wasted there.
They were up till 4:30 in the morning.
I mean.
4:30 in the morning. They're in their 50s.
Good for them. Party on.
How do they not die the next day?
I mean, Vicky looked like death.
They get the IVs?
They all looked like death.
They get the IVs. No. Do they have a Zofran prescription? What?
What's Zofran?
Oh, Zofran's like an anti-nausea.
Oh. Oh. Oh my God. Kelly Dog came over again. That train, man.
Next time you go to Mexico. Zofran.
Okay. Well, I like Axion. Those are two separate things.
Yeah,
both. So then, like, the next day, they, like, have this, like, coming of the arms sort of, like, meeting where it's, like, Kelly, you come over here. Vicky, you stay in the room because Kelly doesn't like you. Shannon, we're going to talk. And it's, like, oh, my God, we haven't even moved past this yet. It was, like, it was.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it was just was, like, so much, like, just move on. There's so much else going on.
I like love how like Kelly was talking to Shannon. She's like, no, you know what? Like what you've done, like all you guys are doing is scheming. Mm-hmm. If you had a real concussion, you would have never drank last night. Like this is all for show and it's all for the cameras and you guys are full of shit and everyone is sick of it and everyone sees through it all. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was almost like a fourth wall breaking down there.
Mm-hmm. No, it was really interesting because I think she, like, thought that they were all her friends, and then she like, kind of started to catch on. And then Gina, because she feels so comfortable with the Trace Amigas, kept stepping in. And I was actually on Kelly's side with that, where she was like, Gina, I'm not talking to you. Like, absolutely. And it was like, Gina, you clearly have, like, your own troubles and issues and problems that you're going through. It was like, stop deflecting and putting things on Kelly right now, because, like, you, like, seriously, and I mean this in the, with the best intentions, like, take care of yourself.
No, but I also enjoyed how Kelly was like, you know what? Like, you think you're a friend to me. You brought Vicky here. She mm-hmm. ruined my life. She says I've done a sex train. She says I do coke. Like, I have a 13-year-old daughter. Who the fuck do you think you are? And then she's like, and all you want to do is self-loathe. And it, like, flashes back to, like, Shannon, like, getting drunk. And,
oh, when she ordered the, like, tequilas just, for Kelly in Ireland.
Ireland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, and I think Kelly makes a really good point. Like, Shannon, do you really like me or are you scheming?
Mm-hmm. I mean, now granted, she was like screaming all of the, half of this. So it was like when Kelly's like calm and talks, I feel like she can really articulate, make her points. But when she gets so heated, you're like, just kind of like, okay, I'm a little scared of her. And Shannon, I just felt just was sitting there just kind of like, the way you spoke to me was like so inappropriate. You're good, Tamara. We're going to let her talk to us like that. And it's like, yeah, guys, you're still not connecting. The reason that Kelly will not have fun on this trip and is literally trying to ruin it is because she does not feel that you are her friend. And because you brought Vicky, she's asked you multiple times. She doesn't want Vicky here. Like, yeah. Respect her wishes. Because again, you guys already at this point knew Vicky was a friend of. And for some reason, even though she's tried to destroy both of your lives, you have this like you have this need that she needs to continue to be on this show. And it's like the viewers, I hope that they watch this and literally think that like the viewers, even though Kelly was like crazy and I think like a lot of what she said was like kind of inappropriate, I'm still overall team Kelly.
So apparently on Watch What Happens Live,
I did not watch.
People were not Team Kelly.
Yeah, I heard she was a hot mess, and so I haven't watched that. So I know my thoughts are skewed, but I just don't think.
I think our thoughts are skewed because we both hate Tamara so much, like
blood
boiling. But it's just like we need to get rid of the calculation. The reason why this episode was so good because these were real, genuine mm-hmm. fights, not scheming behind the cameras with the producers. Like mm-hmm. Emily and Gina's fight was so raw. Like Emily's like, I literally did not sleep last night. And like, you are turning to Tamara and Shannon. These girls have treated you like shit for a fucking year. Mm-hmm. And like, you think your image is concerning? You're drinking tequila on the back of the bus. Like these women have totally warped your perception. And then Gina just had a breakdown. She starts shaking and
oh, I know. And
Kelly
then
tries to give her a Xanax.
And that's why I think like Kelly is still a good person, because Kelly then it was almost like, I'm telling you, it's like that scary island. Like, remember when it all clicked, when all the girls like realized like Kelly Benson was like having a breakdown, or she calls it a breakthrough, but they finally, Bethany's like yelling, like, go to sleep. And then Sonia's like, you guys, when Sonia was still like the like voice of reason, which wow, have things changed, you know? But when she's like, you guys, like, she's having a breakdown, like, we actually need to band together and like be respectful and understand, take care of her. I felt like when Kelly had seen that with Gina, she realized like, okay, like I can't yell at her anymore. Like we can't be fighting. Like she's, something's not okay here. And that's when I thought like Kelly, like
Emily, just because she said you dance for your father-in-law, we still need to be nice to her in this moment.
Which is, that's like, and those are the things that make me mad. It's like, you don't get to attack Emily. Like Emily is a very good friend to you. And the reason that Emily is upset with you too is because she feels like you're her best friend in the group and you easily ditch her for the cool girls, which they're not cool.
No, they're grandmas.
No, they're the worst. Like, come on. It's like, I just really want.
They're literally all grandmas except for Shannon.
Right. So yeah, just Vicky and Tamara. But
yeah, I'm talking about Trace Amigas.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
2 out of 3.
Yeah. But it just was like, you're so right. It was, they were real fights. And I just think like, then
that's
we all
was so brilliant. It was like a Roni episode. It was like, mm-hmm. this is so good because I truly care. Like Emily and Gina are genuinely sad. Mm-hmm. And Kelly is like Shannon, who like she wants to still be friends with Shannon. She doesn't care what Tamara says.
Right.
But she wants to hold that relationship.
Right. And I think I really like the friendship of Shannon and Kelly too. And I think that Kelly also like realizes very much like she's realizing like Tamara and Vicky, like they're really like the pot stirrers. I thought they were on my side, but now as I realize like they're not, like she's catching on to all of this, and it's just, it makes it.
So she even said, Kelly has like said that through filming, she didn't really know that like Tamara was really behind the train thing.
Which is, can you imagine like watching back and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like that, like this reunion that is going to be, woman. This reunion is going to be fire.
Fire.
Like I'm excited. And then they all have to go to like yoga together.
Oh my gosh. I would so be Emily at that aerial yoga. Like how, I mean, come on. How are you supposed to get up in that thing?
What I didn't like is like, I felt bad for Kelly. And then I was like, for Tamara and Shannon. And Shannon had this smirk on her face, which I wanted to like smack off. But it was like, why wouldn't you invite us? And they're going after her, and it's like, because you guys are fucking rude to her.
I was just talking about like physically being in the yoga.
No.
Or like that yoga satin thing.
No, I know. About I moved how on Tamara to that.
Called her out.
Yeah. No, I moved on from that.
Yeah, Tamara. So, yeah, why didn't you invite us to Vegas?
And what?
And then Emily was so raw. She was like, because I didn't think you'd want to go, and you just like put me down, and like I changed this because I wanted to be like body positive and be sexy, and you guys just would have made fun of me because you're mean girls.
But also what I hated too was the dynamic of Emily sitting on the ground and them sitting on the bench looking down on her.
Wow, that's profound. That's next level.
Well, I just was looking and I was like, poor Emily, because she's clearly have like a self-esteem issue right now, right? Like she'd said like before she started the season, she didn't feel that great about herself because she thought she had gained weight. You know, when you don't feel like your best self, like we've said, like when you don't feel your best, you're not going to give off your best. So she already feels like this. Then she's like, okay, now I've lost, like Gina and I were like allies in this. We did this together. I'm losing her. Like she just doesn't feel that great. And it's like the dancing thing, she didn't feel great because Shane decided not to come. And so she's like trying to make the best. And she's clearly in a down position. Like she does not feel great. And these girls are just capitalizing on it. And that's not fun. Like for her to apologize to them.
Bullshit. She pulls this bullshit like, you know what? No, Emily, it's just because you don't open up to us. And that's why we can't be close to you. Fuck you. They did this to someone else before. Like they try to play. Did the Roni Housewives? They've done this to someone before. Like the older OGs will be like, well, you're not sharing enough.
I think it's to Tinsley. Dorinda did it to Tinsley. Right. But what pissed me off is I'm like, Tamara, you brought Emily into this group. She was your party planner. So like if you wanted to get to know her, and it's also like they always make it be like the new person has to really go out of their way for the other people to get to know. And it's like, no, what you're supposed to do is take them under your wing, and you're just a fucking asshole.
They really, I think, in the OC need a super rich fly bitch.
They need
a Heather DeBro rich.
But they want, you know, but someone so who will not like, be
want to bow down.
Yeah, but someone who will not be friends with Tamara.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's gone. I just have a feeling.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, like, Heather DeBro was friends with Tamara.
No, I know. But
so, like, I want someone who's like a rich OC person that, like, Tamara, like, can't win over and. that person is just so rich that they don't give a fuck because they're like, oh, okay, cool. Enjoy your Coda de Casa house. It's the Temecula of Orange County. It's in the sticks.
And also the Tamara Shrek comment.
Tamara, you look like a beady-eyed possum. Don't talk shit on Emily and what she looks like. I think Emily is so gorgeous.
Emily sent us yesterday
a side-by-side.
At 4 o'clock, side-by-side of her and Shrek. And she's like, in preparation for tonight's episode, I have better hair, though. And I was like, wait, who said this? She's like, Tamara. I was like, oh, my God. That
Tammy Sue. You can't tell, but did you just shake your fist, too?
Yeah.
Me too.
I was like, Ayata.
I cursed the day you were born. Isn't that what Charlotte said to
pin the tail on the donkey of
Tamara. Tammy Sue, pin the belly button.
Like, but something mean. Like
pin the belly button on Tammy Sue. Oh.
Can someone make that pin the belly button on Tammy
Sue? Wait, also,
Sue?
You had a great idea, too, of a meme you wanted someone to make.
Okay, it's not even a meme, you guys. I have a vision in my head, and I wish I could do art.
Okay, so tell us your vision, though, because I think somebody can make this, and it's just, you sent it to me, and I literally said, what the hell? And then I said, who thought of this? This is genius. Is this your work, Mary?
This is all in my head.
Can you read the text?
I have this an image of like a cartoon scene, kind of. And everyone's at the Orange County Fair. Mm-hmm. And Kelly Dodds, we're riding a roller coaster with her because she's like up and down. Then we have Gina, and she is drinking Kool-Aid out of a wine glass. Then I want Emily on a Shrek body. I want Tamara and Vicky on the side digging their own graves. Shannon on a stretcher, and Bronwyn, I guess, like she could like push the stretcher. She seems like non-important.
It's like one of those. It's like almost like a board.
Someone can make that for me. So once again, Kelly Dodd on a roller coaster, Gina drinking Kool-Aid out of a wine glass. I guess she could technically be in a car,
like a bumper car at the fair.
Oh my God! Yes. And Emily could be like a character at the fair, like a Shrek character.
Yeah, like she's like, and then, like she's walking around holding the Shrek head in her arm, like she's taking up five. Like she's a character.
And then
yeah.
Like Tamara and Vicky are like carnies digging graves.
Yeah, or like they're in that like haunted house ride. You know, I picture like a board game, like Life, you know, like the cover.
Yes.
Like something like that. Yes. You post your text that you sent me in our stories.
Okay.
And if you guys can make this, please. Like, it is in my head, too, of what I'm thinking. It's like, now tell me, is it for you? Is it also like an orange yellow background? Did I deep go to details?
I wish I could draw.
Yeah.
Because it's so vivid in my head. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's genius, and I think it's very much a representation of these women. And you know what? Let's just put Vicky in the grave and, like, let's, like, cover her with dirt because she's just a friend of.
And then it just reminds me of Shannon and David and their funeral, their live funeral.
Oh, here lies Shannon. He's like, Shannon, sorry. And then all he was thinking is like, God damn it, is it chips and salsa time yet? Now it ends. So again, back to this episode, it ends with Vicky and Kelly like going at it and Kelly just walking out. And I was actually impressed with Kelly because I was waiting for her to put a bowl on Vicky's head and really dink it, really dog it.
She knows though, like I feel like she would never go that far with Vicky because Vicky would take it to the next level.
Vicky would be wheeled out with a sheet over her head being like, make me a casserole. I'm going to the hospital.
Exactly.
Like she's so, I hope that, like, it's going to be a rude awakening. Like, Vicky even tweeted at Andy yesterday being like, Kelly thinks she's accomplished, blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to be like, Vicky, the reason we know you're accomplished is because you tell us about insurance, but, like, who's actually buying your insurance? Like,
remember she tried to sell it to Gina for, like, $12?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, Kelly did have a business at one point, and I think that, like, I hate to
what
say.
What's her business?
I think she had, like, a makeup line or something, and she sold it.
Kelly Dodd?
Yeah, years ago. Not recently.
Really?
Yeah. like 10 years ago or so. But I'm just saying, like, I just...
You guys, positive energy is tastes really good, though.
Yeah, and now she has this. I mean, it's... Now, is it a little interesting that she's doing positive energy when she's, like, not super positive this episode? Yes.
Walmart, Target.
Costco.
Costco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think... Let's see.
I'm going to watch this one again.
Yeah, I mean...
There was a lot of juicy gems in here. I hope we got them all.
It's worth
it. We did a pretty good job.
It's worth it. I mean, I'm sure somebody's yelling at us for not mentioning something like Gina. So somebody's pointed out, though, I will say that this made me laugh when they were like, okay, this reminded me of like a Roni vacation. They're like, and Gina was in her Herman Munster boots, like Alex McCord, when Luann was like, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. Like, you come down here in your Herman Munster boots. And she's like, those are Louis Vuitton. Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Cabaret.
Yeah. I mean, again, cabaret. I'm worried about her and, you know, Chicago.
I think she's going to be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to talk about your favorite thing in the entire world?
Okay, guys. Check out morelabs.com. morelabs.com. You guys, this is where you can find Morning Recovery, the best for you to do more the next day after you've had a fun night out. Who doesn't like to have a few cocktails when it's 95 degrees outside? You know, Did I have to refrain myself today because I had to do this pod? Yeah. But if I hadn't, I would have taken Morning Recovery after.
Would you have?
And
you could, did you, you didn't take the Liquid Focus before this?
That's, they have a new product called Liquid Focus. It just, it's the Adderall liquid form. It helps you zero in. You can be just like Kelly Dodd. just kidding. No, it's great stuff. And then they also have this new product called Aqua Plus, and it's a powder form, and it's like taking, it's like double hydration. So, I mean, gosh, you have the Morning Recovery at night and the Aqua Plus in the morning, you are good to go. You guys can get 20% off all these products using code TJG. They're also now on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So you can go to Amazon and enter promo code TJG Amazon and get Morning Recovery on there.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be ready to go.
And you can like prime it, right? Get it in 2 days. If you order it when you listen to this on Thursday, you can have it in hand on Saturday for after your night out.
Yes, just put it by your bedside table. That's my trick.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say, too, Kelly Dodd, her most successful business venture was a cosmetics accessory company called Kiss Me Mirrors.
Never heard of it.
I mean, listen, it didn't. Just, I'm just saying, she did have businesses. That's all. Shall we talk Dallas?
Yes.
Okay.
I really, really, really like Carrie.
Okay. I thought this episode was like a disaster for me. And I mean that it just seemed like the fight. So like you juxtapose it to OC, which was like these fights are like crazy. And you almost feel like that drained you of like all your energy. Right. Like watching that, like you're like, I felt like my shoulders were hunched the whole time. I was like biting off all of my nail polish. Then I watched this and I was like, I don't even know what we're fighting about because everybody is so drunk.
Deandra must be horrified. Could you imagine if that was on national television?
Okay, wait. This actually
is made, it national television?
This made me love Deandra.
I was just like, I just like imagined myself in like the shame spiral I'd be having today.
No, I understand, but I was like, whoa, this actually made me like Deandra so much. Her on the bed with Stephanie in her bathing suit. I first off was like, whoa, this is the hottest I've ever thought Deandra has looked. Like, her body looked banging in that bathing suit. I thought she looked so good. I was like, am I attracted to Deandra right now? This is the only time I've thought she looks, like, so good. And she just was having the time of her life. And, like, I just was like, this is what I want to see.
She's a fun drunk.
Yeah, this is what I want to see. I mean, now her falling over and the Spanx and all that, I was like, ooh, okay, yes, that would give me the shame spiral. But I thought, I was like, she's so entertaining.
so many crossovers. I have a Shannon Spanx. I have a Deandra Spanx. I have Lou in the Bushes. I have Deandra in the Sand. Like, I was just like, whoa. I just feel like I was... Mm-hmm. Deja vu in.
Right. It's like we've seen so many episodes like this that it's like, oh, you're taking from this. Oh, you're taking from that. Okay, we're borrowing. Okay. But I was into it.
I love how all the women are like, you know what? Leanne can't use her childhood shit anymore. Mm-hmm. Everyone is sick of it. You are milking the story. Just because Carrie hasn't heard the story out loud, you ruined everyone's night. Poor Stephanie is puking at 2 a.m. in the morning because she's so sad and scared that she's not going to have friends anymore.
Stephanie is just such a ray of sunshine. Like, honestly, like, I say this every week. Like, we have to protect her. Like, she just was, when she was saying, she's like, even when she's like, I was puking at 2 a.m., but I was doing it quietly because I didn't want to bother you. Like, she's just so sweet. And when she pulled Brandy aside and she just was like, talking about the Leanne situation, and you could just feel like she just wears things so hard. Like, she takes, like she just feels so hard.
She literally said, like, nobody would want to be friends with me if I was honest in what I deal with every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is she Eeyore, but she masks it all the time?
I mean, well, she said, like, if I, you know, people don't want to be around people who are sad. And I think that she's genuinely, like, a happy person, but I think she does have, like, these dark thoughts, and she takes things, again, she just feels so hard that for her, it is really hard for her.
Yeah.
And
I found it super interesting that there was polo in Mexico.
Were they the only people there?
They put on a special event for them, and I was just like, is T-Rav under those helmets? Ugh. Do you think he's gone down there?
No.
They're known for it there. I thought it was interesting that Cameron's dad had such a background in it. I also thought it was interesting that Cameron used the word potty.
Yeah. Well,
we like have a rule. We don't say potty in my class.
What do you
say? Like, no, no, no. You can use the bathroom or the restroom. Like, come on.
She's like, I'm going to pee my... I have to pee-pee in the potty. It's like, okay, Cam. Like, and then they were just all peeing behind a truck. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, also, why wouldn't they, if they're putting this event on for them, why wouldn't they put the bathrooms nearer to them?
It did not make any sense. And then I also appreciated, like, Cam's etiquette with it, though. She's like, you know, the etiquette is just, you don't talk about it.
She's like, been so funny.
You pee on the grass, just don't talk about it.
Yeah. No, she's, like, cracking me up. And I actually bet... I would put money on it. Now, granted, she just met Ashley Jacobs for the first time this past summer, but I would not be surprised if Cam's dad knew T-Rav, because T-Rav would play a lot of polo in Santa Barbara, and Cam's from Montecito. I guarantee that she knows the Ravenels.
Yeah, I agree with you.
100%. So I don't think that T-Rav's been to Carreas. Is that how you say it? Carreas, no. Mexico. But... I guarantee that Cam knows the Ravenels.
Do you think they ever took napkins to the bathroom, or they just dripped and dried the whole time?
Drip and dry always. I don't think there was napkins. I'm so confused by what this was. It was like just tons of margaritas for the seven of them or six of them. And like nobody was watching the actual match.
Brandy was just speaking horses.
She was, she was speaking horse tongue. She was doing, okay, the cartwheel montage. I was like, this is more embarrassing than Deandra being drunk.
What was Deandra's outfit? Those shorts?
She was wearing like Converse.
Bermuda shorts?
They were like jean shorts, but right above the knee. And then like, now listen, okay, I've had this conversation with my friend and I'm like, these tops are coming back. Okay. Now, do you remember in the eighth grade when it was like Juicy Couture and then you had the terry cloth tube dresses. So it was like the elastic around the boobs and then it was like a terry cloth dress. Okay, so I have a blue one that I still have it from eighth grade. Like, I still have it. So this is what I wear. And my friend makes fun of me because
I know what you do. I know what you do.
What?
When you're getting ready after the shower.
So you wear it. No, I have three different bathrobes for that, depending on how hot it is in my house. I wear that to go.
Seven robes.
What? What was that?
Seven robes.
Couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
I have seven robes.
Oh, wow.
I love a robe.
Okay. I love a good robe. I agree. I like that's the only thing I want when I go to a hotel is a good robe. Stick me in a hole in the wall, but give me a good robe. But so I wear this when I go and get spray tanned. Because it's like a really easy thing. Because like now, mind you, this dress is from eighth grade. So that was what? Like that was like 20 years ago.
Is it not like very short on you?
No, but the elastic doesn't work anymore. But like my boobs are a lot bigger now than they were in eighth grade. So it just kind of like rests on them. But my friend was like, what is that? And I was like, no, it's a perfect dress for spray tan. And she's like, wait, now I think I need one. I'm like, they're coming back. That mesh look is coming back.
I've kept this juicy couture dress for 20 years.
It wasn't even
wear for spray tan.
It wasn't even a juicy couture. It was like from like what seal? It was $5. I can specifically remember buying it at the mall in Atlanta, Georgia. Like I can remember where I was when I bought this stupid blue dress. $5. I've kept it.
I had a juicy couture green. It was green. It was like an olive green though.
Mm.
And I'd wear it with jeans.
The jacket?
You know? No, like...
Oh,
no,
the
like
dress. You wear
jeans and then the dress over it.
Oh, yeah, but the jeans were boot cut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like with Rocket Dogs?
Yeah. Of course.
There's a look.
Yeah.
And you're like Dior sunglasses.
Okay. Sorry, rich bitch. I didn't have Dior sunglasses in eighth grade. I was probably wearing my Diff Eyewear then. It was just called
probably
like
with some Uggs.
Yes. Oh my god.
I would wear Uggs. So like a good night out for me would be Uggs and a mini skirt.
And it's just like, how did we not meet our high school sweethearts then? Fall in love, live happily ever after. I mean, also like remember too. Oh, guys. Also, by the way, when I was in Seattle, we went to Pike's Place Market and they're setting up all these stands and one stand was dedicated to hair wraps. And I was I
gotta get that feather in my hair, Dad. Will you pay for it?
No, I was like, Dad, I need that. He's like, no. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I can afford it myself, but I don't want to. But, shit, what was I just going to say?
Let's talk more about the cartwheel.
No, I just wanted to say, remember when you were that age too, and you were taking your hair and you were twisting, you were like separating it into like really small sections and you would twist it and then like put a butterfly clip at the back of it? Did you ever do that?
I actually think butterfly clips are coming back.
They're all coming back. The 90s is in, but you know what they're not in for? You and me. We should not be wearing that. But you know what?
I get it.
I ordered a pair of bike shorts and I'm going to wear them.
Because it doesn't leave a crease in your hair.
Sure. I get it.
You know?
Yeah.
Like not like a hair tie does.
Right. I mean, I ordered those oversized like clips that we used to wear that like all the gymnasts put in their hair now. You know, those like.
Oh, yeah.
That they hold
it. The Dorit clips.
Yeah, the Dorit clips. I ordered them. I have leopard ones now. I have pearl ones. What am I going to do with these? I don't know.
Where do you put them?
I don't know. I've just put them in my head. And someone's like, what is in your hair? I'm like, it's really cool. Like, why did I order bike shorts, Mary? I don't know. I'm trying to be cool with the kids.
No.
Yes. Only because
ordered the Spanx to wear out in public? That's what they are. They're Spanx.
Yeah, I need some help on the thighs. They make out with each other. And when I go to Europe, I'm going to be walking a lot. And I don't need my legs making out with each other.
With nothing over them?
No.
Just as is?
Yeah, like maybe with
Kim Kardashian, Dorit style?
Like maybe with like an oversized t-shirt over them.
Oh my God, Courtney, stop.
And really, and then.
I can't be your friend.
Mary. And I'll bring my Juicy Couture dress too.
This is where I cross the line.
You draw it? You mean?
Yeah.
Cross it. Come over. Now, listen, I haven't tried on the bike shorts, but I just think, like, I'm a different person when I go overseas. And so...
I mean, on vacation, I wear the same thing the whole time anyways.
Yeah, so I'm going to wear some bike shorts because they're easy to pack. I have to pack for a really long time in a really small suitcase.
Good luck.
And I'm going to send you pictures. Okay, cartwheels. None of them can do it except for Brandy.
No. Leanne, the little circus animal that she is, was amazing at them. And Brandy did a pretty good job, too.
Well, yeah. That's
Deandra, not so much.
Cam
was like a giraffe doing it.
Literally drunk giraffe.
And then Carrie, we got to see her underwear. And, you know, Cam just thinks they're going to be really great friends because, like, if your outfit matches your underwear, like, there's a pretty good chance they're going to be friends.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole day was like, that was like a lot. They were like, okay, they started the day off with the stairs. It's
the longest day.
It was like they started the day off with the
stairs. First they did the workout.
Mm-hmm. Then they went to polo.
Then they went to the polo match, drank 1,000 margaritas, and then went to a meditation. I would have just fallen asleep. I would have just passed out.
I thought that they were... Okay, so when they were in the meditation... First of all, I actually thought the meditation thing was super cool. Like, all those, like, drone shots that they were showing us. Like, them
the
in
that... The Copa de Sol, the sound bowl.
Yeah, but, like...
Very cool.
I thought it was so neat, and I was like, I would... I'm not even into, like, that, like, a sound bath or anything. Like, I'd be Kelly Dodd, like, hitting people over with it. But I was like, that is really amazing and what a cool thing. I was also trying to figure out how they got in.
Oh, there was stairs.
Oh, because when they did the drone shot, I couldn't see the stairs. I was trying to find them. But I thought that was
such... But Cam just feels the same after it.
Yeah.
I don't feel enlightened.
Yeah, well...
Does my hair look bad?
Yeah, she's not going to... Listen, meditation's not her thing, but I thought that was a really neat experience to be a part of. But what it did make me think of is in Real Housewives of Atlanta, they went, I want to say to Thailand, they went there and they like did this yoga and Candy lays down and she just straight up falls asleep. And they're like, okay, move your body. And Candy's like, like snoring. And I was like, that has to be like Leanne right now. Like Leanne looked like she was like a corpse.
You know what? Sometimes it's good to fall asleep during meditation. That's just what your body needed at mm-hmm. that moment.
No, but I was like, somebody has to be asleep. But I thought, and I'm like, absolutely. They've been drinking so much.
Absolutely.
And then they do that. And then they go to dinner.
They get back in the van. Deandra throws on some new Spanx.
And a new outfit. She's like, fuck these jean shorts and this mesh tube top. I'm getting into a dress.
Dancing on the table. Carrie gets on up there and Cameron's just like, I have to eat on that.
God, like I have to put my plate where your feet have been. I'm like, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah. That didn't bother me.
Yeah. It didn't bother me either.
It did bother me though when, okay. So, you know, Deandra's like, well, let's get the elephant out of the room. Like you and Carrie and Leanne, you guys really need to clear the air. And Leanne's like, okay, let's leave and go talk about it. And then Deandra's like, no. The conversation needs to happen here. I was like, this is very aggressive for me.
Well, I was cracking it because Deandra was like, no, we're getting this on camera and I'm drunk. So I'm going to make sure that we up the drama for this fight so we can all give our 2 cents to this bullshit.
And then basically Carrie just like apologizes and Leanne apologizes. And then that was it.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
But then like Brandy was like, no, Leanne. And then it just became another fight. And then it turned into like Cameron being like, you know what? This group is full of clicks. And then they got into a fight and Cameron throws a napkin at
Brandy calls her trash. And then
that was a trashy thing.
Well, and then I was cracking up because then she walks away. She's like, I'm out of here. And Brandy goes, suck a dick. And it just, I was like, Kristen? Is that Kristen telling Diana to suck a dick?
She says, fuck you and suck a dick. And then she says, you're trash. I'm done. And then did you notice how she got up and then flipped her hair?
Cameron loves a good hair flip.
It's like, that was like amazing. But then this trash comment really hit.
Well, Carrie, well, no, first off, we cannot leave out the best moment, though. That was just such a throwaway moment that Carrie like goes kind of after Cam. And is it Stephanie that comes up to her, too? And she's like, Cam is not Leanne's dingleberry.
You guys, do you know what a dingleberry is, you guys? Dingleberry is dried up poo on your ass.
What the hell, Mary?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Isn't that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. It's not a fruit.
Should I Urban Dictionary?
It is poop that gets like stuck on like your butt hair. It's very gross. I feel like we didn't need to share that. We could have just told people to look it up. And now we're trash like Brandy. Cam would be so disappointed
but
with us.
But it doesn't hit close to home to us because we didn't grow up in a trailer. When wiping your butt with cheap...
No, are you reading the definition?
When wiping your butt with cheap toilet paper, pieces of cheap toilet paper catch cling on your anus hairs. Therefore, having berries that dingle from your butt.
We were wrong.
Or was that? No, I guess that's it. I just didn't get the whole, I used Charmin, so I'm fine.
I'm so nervous that my dad's coworkers are going to pick this episode to listen to.
We're just talking about facts.
I'm so sorry. We just told
people what dingleberries were. And then Pam is not Leanne's dingleberry. Or was it the other way around?
No, she doesn't hang off of Leanne's anus hair. Gross. Okay, we have to stop. We have to move on.
I'm crying.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
Definition's really funny. Should I read it one more time?
No.
No. Okay.
Just post it as a story tomorrow. Share it with the world. Okay. If I have to listen to this, so do you guys. Oh my god.
I think it's funny.
Oh, dingleberry.
Okay, sorry.
Wasn't there like a show on Nickelodeon that was called like the Dingleberries?
No way.
No. There's a family that went and like they explored the jungle.
No. Okay, so then Deandra just gets way more drunk. And she says she's not drunk, she's just tired. And then it's like, once again, Leanne has these rehearsals. She's like, if someone offered to sever my head right now, I would pay them to do it.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm sorry. The show is called The Wild Thornberries that I was just thinking of the cartoon.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. I do remember that.
Okay. My bad. Yeah. It's.
Oh, okay. Wait. And then Deandra was literally like, wait, where are we in Texas?
She was so
are we going to Tijuana?
I thought it was so funny that I was like, okay, she's literally left with Leanne at the table and like Leanne has to like walk her back and she's like, I lost a Balenciaga earring. Leanne, I have never been mean to you. I'm not even drunk right now. I've never been mean to you and I'm not drunk, but can you walk me to the car?
Hold my hand.
It was, and then everybody gets back and they're all drunk and like Brandy somehow made it into the pool. We've got drunk Deandra in a bathing suit. I'm like, what is happening?
They had to help her get into the bathing suit.
It was just, I mean, I loved it.
Brandy's body looked banging.
She looked great. She looked amazing. And then again, she's like talking, but you could just tell she's so drunk and just like so tired from the day. And she's just like, Carrie, why would Cam say that to me? And it's like, clearly the white trash is like triggering, like you said earlier. And she's like, I didn't say white. She's like, your behavior was trashy. You're not trash. The behavior of yours was trashy. And she just was like, everyone's crying at that point. And I was like, oh no. Like, I think that
Cameron's like, you said the F word in my face. Do you not think I'm mortified of this behavior?
She's like, you threw a napkin in my face. It was like, this is...
They're both playing the victim, though. That's like they're everyone's thing here. It's like, Leanne's playing the victim, Cameron's playing the victim, Brandy's playing the victim. Stephanie's the real victim. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, and it's just... I mean, that even like when they were saying like, Carrie was really offended by Leanne, she's like, well, you said it was my room. And it's like, it is Carrie's room. Like, that's where she stays. Like, sorry she didn't say, and you, Leanne. Like, everything was like, I was only negative because I just didn't have a place to stay. It's like, ugh.
Blah, blah, blah.
My extensions are exhausted. My weave is exhausted. My panty liner's exhausted.
And next week, they see Leanne's pubic hair, which I'm like, shocked she has any.
Yeah, I thought she would have gone bare. I thought the boys at the Roundup would help her out.
Seriously.
But I guess
and then Deandra just like can't even find the lights to turn off.
I mean, she was, I was, that's got to be like, that's got to be up there. It makes me think of like when Kyle and Teddy in Provence, when they were like blacked mm-hmm. out, like DeAndre straight yeah. up just like blacked out. Like she must like wake up the next morning and be like, oh, like you said, like what happened? Like, where are we? Like even when she was like, Jeremy likes me like this. She's hard night, good morning.
Yeah.
This is actually, this would be a great yeah. way for her to incorporate it.
Her and Jeremy do freaky shit.
Oh, yeah. But DeAndre has to get blacked out for it.
Yeah, she's down for a good time.
I feel like DeAndre could like sell a line of butt plugs.
Why butt plug?
Because I feel like they get freaky and she puts a butt plug in. She's like, remember last year with the K cup, and she was a pretty good pro with that.
Oh, okay. I needed a reference point. Now this is making way more sense for the product.
She could, like, I mean, she could do a whole line of butt plugs that look like K cups. I'm sure there's a market for it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if like they, I mean, she took the product off of the Christian markets. Like, you know, she was selling it on like Christian TV. Oh, right. So like, right. I mean, now is the time of like, you need to go all out. If you're going to take it off there, you go the 180 and you sell Hard Night, Good Morning, line of butt plugs, 2 for 1, and then get those out there.
We've solved your business problem.
Listen, call us if you need help because we're here. We're the sharks here.
We're the new Bethany Frankel.
Yeah, we are the new Shark Tank here, so we can't give you any money.
Women helping women.
Yeah.
But we can't finance you at all.
Right. But we will tell you an idea, and listen, I would never use a butt plug. Not, you know what? Never say never, but just for this conversation. But, like, if DeAndre sold them, I'd consider buying it.
So you're saying you're open.
Well, I just, you know, listen, you can never say never.
I really hope your co-workers are listening.
Okay. I was just trying to be made it this far. No.
On that note, I think we just gotta go.
I was gonna say I would support DeAndre, but I'm not gonna use it.
Sure.
I think this is listen, the butt plug is a good Yankee swap gift, like a white elephant gift.
What kind of white elephant parties are you going to?
Don't you go to white elephant parties with gag gifts?
I've never gotten a sexual toy at a party like that.
Well, I guess you've never been to a party with me.
I look forward to going to a white elephant party with you.
Just it make you're like, don't pick Courtney's gift.
Everyone, make sure you look what bag she walked in with.
It's like just unwrapped and laid just under the tree. On that note, goodbye.
5 stars only. Thank you. Compliment sandwiches with only compliments. Thanks. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.